Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps, and when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack, and take a step on back, and go to a meeting, and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPA. SLASLAACRRRMMDRAHA or any of them, their guys.
None of them?
Not a one.
You didn't say HA twice this time?
I don't think so. Because HA I added later. But I didn't say PA twice. I said it once.
CGA?
That's the.
Criminals and Gangs Anonymous.
Oh, computer graphics.
Yeah.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley.
And Mark.
What are you doing there, Shelley?
Refurbishing myself.
Sharpening her claws.
She's got an emery board out here. I've never seen someone put all their nails into points like that before.
You're about to see what happens with that. That'll draw blood.
It probably could draw blood. You'll notice that Shelley has very little to input in this section because she's busy filing off
her
nails.
I'm refurbishing myself. I just said. I'm waiting. I mean, you guys have your little banter back and forth and do your little boy thing.
Let's do our little boy thing.
Did you see the 50th anniversary of the swimsuit edition?
I did.
What'd you think?
Impressive as always.
Yeah.
There's never been a bad one.
I can't ever remember there being a bad one either.
No.
Either. Is it either or either?
It's both.
Shelley, is it either or either?
Either. Either.
Well, thanks for clearing that up for us.
All right, we appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah.
Just pick one. It's sort of like harassment and harassment, Caribbean and Caribbean.
Potato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay, who's the lead-out music?
So, Shelley.
What?
We have an event coming up.
We do. At least we think we do. There may only be 10 of us there, but we're going to be there. It's the convention in Las Vegas at some hotel I've already forgotten the name of.
South Point.
There we go. July 18th through the 20th.
Yes.
I'm totally botching this, so you know I don't know
why
you guys
fine.
Ask me.
Well, here's the difference. Everybody out there hates me. So as I keep announcing this thing and telling people about it,
yeah, no one will
nobody's
go.
Coming.
But
if you let everybody know, and you're
everybody
it,
loves Shelley.
Okay, I am going. I am bringing the karaoke machine. So if you want a chance to sing with me, you got to go to the convention. And it's in Vegas. How can you resist?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas probably ends up on your fourth.
Ooh.
Really? How many times have you been to
Vegas? Well, not at our convention.
Wait.
Not at this convention. This is a wholesome convention. Well, sort of. I mean, I'm bringing karaoke, so it can't be that
wholesome. The Recovery 101 convention is a wholesome convention?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I got a suite with a stripper pole.
We're going to have last 30-day chips.
Oh, yeah. We got to get on that and find those.
Yeah, last 30-day chips. I don't know how wholesome that could be.
Yep.
We should have a drinking contest.
No.
Recovery 101 drinking contest.
No.
Yeah. Kamikaze contest.
We'll invite our we'll invite our friend Lee out. Lee, former show host years ago, bantered about the idea of going out live on the air. He thought that would be a spectacular ratings getter.
That'd be awesome.
I think
you should do that.
No, I'm not doing it. I told him. He said we could all do it, and I said, I'll tell you what. You go first and let me know how it is. And then I'll decide whether I'm going to do it. Because I'm helpful that way.
Yeah. Thanks.
He chose not to do that, but he did drink 6 O'Douls in quick fashion to prove it was okay. And then he said, there's only like 0.5% alcohol. It's just like a glass of orange juice you left on the counter. And I said, the only difference is I don't ever remember slamming 6 12-ounce glasses of orange juice in a row just to prove something.
Yeah, so what?
Because it's
It's ego.
It's compulsive, addictive behavior, no matter what. So, Shelly, you know what I found out? Apparently,
you have to say what, Shelly?
Yeah.
What, Shelly?
Wow. Wow. What, Shelly? Walk this way. Never mind.
We're still sitting down.
Yeah. Well, it's the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. That
you
was
have
a
to
fine
move
set
that
of dudes
way.
Right there.
That was
dudes for the ages right there.
Not as good as my dudes. Okay.
I have to say that my dudes are as good as your dudes.
Shelly's dudes look better naked.
This story, this story comes from Monroe County, which is in
Florida.
Yes.
I'm just guessing.
Wow. You sounded like Golem there.
Well,
my precious. Florida. Bill sent this in. Sean M. Chavies, 40 years old. He made a slight miscalculation. He had a crap ton of Percocet. He was trying to get rid of it. You know, he's a dealer.
Uh-huh.
He put it on Craigslist?
No, his car, like he was running around delivering to people who had purchased this stuff.
He put magnetic signs on his car?
No.
Buy your Percocet here.
Get your Perkies here. His car ran out of gas during this extravaganza.
Uh-huh.
Just as he was on the phone with an undercover cop that he didn't know was an undercover cop.
Oh.
Said, I ran out of gas. Hold on. I'll be there. I'm pulling off into the Sunoco station. The cops knew exactly where he was and swooped in and picked him up.
Nice.
And the really sad part is he only had 10 pills left on him.
Oh.
He was almost done.
I would have said, you know what? I really decided against selling them to you.
You know...
So I made an excuse that I was running out of gas and I was going to stop at the gas station and just merely go home.
Does this make sense to you? If you're going to sell Percocet, wouldn't you have your doctor write you a prescription for a Percocet and just carry around a bottle full and that's
yes.
all you carry at a time?
Yes.
That's how I would do it.
That's what I'm saying.
In case that I gave anybody who wants to deal like excuses, there you go.
Yeah, that's true. That does make more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, the next story is from Brian. It's in Utah.
Is Brian coming to the convention?
I hope so. I think he said he was.
I think he said he was.
Okay.
It's not, depending where he is in Utah, it's not that far. I think it was an hour and a half to St. George or something.
Yep.
It's actually closer than it is from where we are.
This happened in a Walmart parking lot.
Of course it did.
Of course.
No matter what it is, of course it did.
Guy pulls into, he's in his car, he pulls into the Walmart parking lot. He is there to buy drugs from another man.
Was it Percocet?
No.
That guy's going to be late.
You're out of gas, dude. He'll be there.
The drug dealer, the alleged drug dealer arrived.
Alleged.
They're saying alleged because they don't know where he is. He pulled a gun and stole the guy's car.
Oh.
So then Guy A, whose name is not in the story, called the police to report his car stolen and actually told the cops why he was there and what happened during the course of this carjacking.
Was he the dealer or the...
He was the purchaser.
Oh. I think he can get away with that.
Actually,
yeah.
He did. They declined to arrest him because...
Because he didn't have anything.
He didn't have anything on him. And intent without means is not a crime.
Right.
I can sit here and say, I'm going to poke you in the eye with a fork, but if I don't have a fork... There's
and
nothing.
If you don't poke me.
Right. There's nothing, no crime has been committed.
No, she has a fork, but she's made a threat.
But do you think the cops are going to be watching him a little carefully for a while to see if, like, he can lead them to other dealers?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Well, actually, he ain't going to be leading anybody anywhere because the first dealer stole his car.
Yeah. He'll be walking.
Yeah,
when you said, what do you think happened to him?
Now, here's my question.
What?
Did the guy steal his car or did the guy owe him money?
Did
he
trade him
his
car?
He told the cops that the guy pulled a gun on him and took his car.
That's what I would tell him to. Here, I'll give you my car for an 8-ball. I just traded a Lexus.
I wonder if they even checked him. because of the fact he came clean and said, I was going to buy drugs from this guy, and he pulled a gun on me. Guy's probably got an eight ball in his pocket. He went home immediately and started doing it up. Guy's brilliant. How come I never thought like that?
Next story is from Brian. This one's out of New York.
You guys were just
kind of talking about this with the Sports Illustrated swimsuit thing.
Yeah.
Barbie was on the cover or whatever. There was a Barbie doll on the cover?
No. Huh?
I don't know.
I don't remember Barbie being on the cover.
It says, a few weeks after her foray into the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, Barbie is entangled in controversy.
Why?
No.
There are two women's advocacy groups that want the Girl Scouts to sever their relationship with Mattel.
Why?
They actually, the Girl Scouts have a patch that is geared toward the Pixie Brownie age girls.
Right.
Where they can earn a Barbie patch.
Right.
Which is, I don't know, it's something about empowering women, doodah, I don't know.
So what,
be
what
anything,
happened now?
Do everything. That's the name of the patch. It's a bright pink patch with Barbie on it. They think that that sends a bad, these women's advocacy groups think that sends a bad message to girls that they have to fit the Barbie stereotype in order to be proper Girl Scouts and...
Wait,
here we go.
Wait.
What?
Go ahead, Bruce. You got it.
Wasn't Mattel, didn't they really tone down Barbie's measurements like in the last couple of years? There was a big thing about how Barbie looked more like, because she used to have a thing that would have been like, size 50 triple D or something compared to her size, and now she's like much more.
No, that, I think you're talking about the guy who created the normal Barbie.
I thought Mattel was also doing it.
No, Mattel is not doing that.
Oh,
you do not take a $1 billion industry and tailor it.
Yeah,
because
did you ever see Trailer Park Barbie?
It was a whack job.
She's pregnant. She's carrying a kid, and she got a cigarette in her hand.
Yeah.
I have a personal issue with this whole, you know what, I totally agree with the whole girl power and female empowerment, and yes, we should be sensitive to stereotypes and all that stuff. I'm also the mother of a son, and I'm getting a little bit tired of listening to all these women dump on my kid.
Why
are they dumping on your kid?
In a general way. Talking about how men are victimizing them all the time, and men are bad, and men do this, and men do that. I'm like, you know what? I raised a perfectly responsible, decent human being just because he's male.
It's the price we pay for being in charge.
Makes
me
mad.
Price we pay for having huevos.
That's right.
Ask any girl in a meeting.
That's right. It's not easy being a guy.
Yeah. Ask any girl in a meeting. Can you trust any of the guys in here? They'll say no.
And I'm perfectly trustworthy.
Absolutely.
That's not true. My sponsor said, don't get in the car with a guy, except we created a safe list. People that we knew were trustworthy that I could get a ride
based
to a meeting
on,
in.
Based on who?
Well, originally.
Whose judgment?
But wait. Hey, Mark. Let's go down that road a little bit.
This has nothing to do with the booziness.
Name one of the guys on the list.
Roger, your sponsor.
Name another one.
James.
Name another one.
Lee.
Who is currently doing time in Charter Oak Hospital.
Yes, he's not so trustworthy. At the time, though, he had 4 years. And he was a very close member of the group. So I can see why my sponsor would think that's safe.
You know what? If he wasn't in there, I bet you could still trust him to give you a ride.
I would.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean,
you know what his nickname is?
Lee.
That's
for another reason.
That's for another reason. His nickname for a long time was Porno Lee.
Yes.
And she's like, Porno Lee is like on my safe list. I'm like, really? I'm like, wow.
He's fundamentally a trustworthy person.
He is.
He's also very protective of those he loves.
Yes, he is.
Actually, he very
especially
much
women.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, now I've had my little rant here.
By the way, my thing on the Barbie thing is leave Barbie effing alone and leave the girls alone that like Barbie.
Yeah.
You know
what? Look like Barbie. Barbie does not look
there are many women right now that are grown up, that grew up with Barbies and lived a perfectly normal lives.
I did. I had Barbies.
That's
of course,
what I'm
I
saying.
Chopped off all their hair and stuck them naked under the bed and left them there to rot. But,
you know. Too, huh?
You're an alcoholic. I'm like perfectly normal. People have grew up to be perfectly normal drug addict alcoholics with bipolar issues.
And my mother spent hours and hours and hours making these awesome, totally detailed Barbie doll outfits, and then I didn't even really use them. She even made my Barbie a little mink coat out of a piece of a mink stole that belonged to Grandma.
Wow.
I know.
Wow, you had Bel Air barbecue.
You know what's going to happen
I
now?
I did.
You know what's going to happen now?
What?
PETA's going to be all up in our shit.
I don't care.
PETA's going to be like radio host Recovery 101, the most popular recovery show on earth.
We support PETA.
She made people of eating tasty animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
They can bring it because I will just whip out the number of animals that they euthanize every year.
Bring
it. So don't even go there.
Bring it, baby. We're not scared. We don't buckle under peer pressure.
This next story was sent.
Shelly does, but.
Oh, yeah, dear. Well, I didn't write down who the story was sent by. It was either Bill or Bill, Brian, Donald, Robert.
One of the guys.
One of the guys sent this. John Logie. He was stationed in Afghanistan, one of our soldiers.
Thank you.
His job actually was to go in with a service dog. His dog was named Balto. And find IEDs so that they wouldn't blow up and kill a bunch of our soldiers. He, you know, he would clear pathways.
Girls getting pregnant?
No, that's an IUD.
Oh, never mind.
These
were improvised explosive devices. You know, little bombs. And so he would go and clear a path for our soldiers to go through. That was his job. On May 9th, he had a little accident with one of those IEDs, ended up with half his body full of shrapnel, was helicoptered out, surgery, long recovery, he made it through. The dog that he was with, Balto, you know, he built up a huge rapport with this animal over the course of a couple of years.
Of course.
When he was back stateside, he found out that Balto was going to be retired. Balto is special in this sense because they found out later that Balto pulled him away from an IED that would have killed them both.
Wow.
And it was just happenstance that he happened to trip over something smaller.
How's Balto not our hero of the week?
Balto is a hero of the week. So Balto, both of them survived. Balto made it out okay. He's being retired.
Mm-hmm.
Retired service dogs don't always end up with the good end of the stick because they have to send them somewhere, and sometimes these animals are traumatized and they don't always pass a suitability test. They can't be around families with children, stuff like that.
I always thought their master had the first choice.
You would think.
Well, they can be put on a list. When he found out Balto was being retired, he immediately got himself on the list and drove down there and went and picked him up in person, and Balto remembered him.
Well, of course he did.
Of course he did.
So it's a very happy story, and now Balto is retired and gets to sit on the couch.
Awesome.
And watch
thanks
ball
for
games.
Serving, Balto.
I like the Balto story.
That means thanks for serving in
yeah.
Dog.
Dog's listening. Ears prick up.
Hey. He liked Balto.
Okay, Phil sent this story, and this is out of Tom's River, which is somewhere back east. I think it's Louisiana, maybe?
Tom's River?
Yeah.
Isn't Tom's River in New Jersey?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
No idea.
One day after being released from state prison for 15 years for robbing a Tom's River shoe store, Christopher M. Miller decided to go and rob the same store again.
What an idiot.
And here's the thing I don't get. This is not a bank. This is not a 7-Eleven where there might
store.
Be... It's a Stride Rite shoe store.
He had a tip.
It had a total of $369.
That's what they're reporting.
So he goes back to jail. He had less than a day of freedom. Why? That is a special kind of stupid. Why would you... I'm apoplectic.
He's institutionalized.
Yeah.
He is more comfortable.
He wants to go back.
That's just sad.
He misses his cellmate, Bubba.
Well, they told him he could go back out and pick up his life where he left off.
He did.
So he did. Okay, I got to do this one last one.
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, because you have time.
This is Peter sent this one in.
Peter.
In Jacksonville.
Florida.
Yes. Witnesses told the police that this woman set this guy's car on fire. What happened was they were at a McDonald's the man and the woman who are, their names are not listed in the story. He refused to buy her a McFlurry. Her rational response was to douse the interior of his car with alcohol and gasoline and set it on fire.
Were they both in it?
No. No one was in it. Oh. They were outside of the car screaming at each other as she doused the inside of the car and then threw the match in. What I want to know is, why didn't he call the police when she started putting the gasoline in his car?
Fire him, might have bought a McFlurry and thrown it on the car to try to put the fire out.
Yeah.
And why?
Because I'm just an asshole.
What is the fatal attraction of the McFlurry that drove her to such rage?
Remember?
Maybe she was PMSing.
We were
there's not enough PMS in the world for that.
We were sitting at breakfast. I get this weird thing on the phone that I get, like these daily news things. This one thing is, what was it? It was like hottest chicks, you know, hottest chicks in mugshots. And it's got this picture of this girl, really good-looking blonde woman. And it says she was arrested because she beat her boyfriend with a toaster because she didn't like the way he made breakfast. And I'm like, wow.
That's pressure.
That's...
You should be really grateful right about now. You get cereal in bed every morning, and I have never beaten you with a toaster.
I've never beaten you with a toaster for only getting cereal.
Ooh.
You can get up and get your own damn cereal now.
Wow.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. We have a really big toaster, too. We have a toaster oven.
That's why I just sit over here quietly.
I'll wake up in the morning with a giant toaster oven in my skull.
We also have the little red toaster, Talkie the Toaster. Talkie's the name, toasting's the game.
Oh, my God.
any of our fans out there who watch Red Dwarf will know that.
Talkie the Toaster.
Anyway, the witnesses in the area were able to put the blaze out. And the woman actually escaped from the parking lot. There's no word in the story whether or not the police have caught her yet. I guess that's the end of the boozy news. It's about that time. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Come on, Shelly. Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back.
I'm just about to sing the other line, and Shelly's looking at me like, reminds me of the Bill Cosby story, and fire shot from her eye sockets.
Welcome back to those same old hosts that I've laughed at.
See, you could have done that. That would have been perfect. So, because we're laughable, why don't you give us the topic that Brian suggested?
Brian?
Yes. You said before you couldn't remember the other topic because it had been so long since we did, but I brought this up on Facebook and said, oh, here's the topic from Brian. Then we even discussed amongst ourselves what we would call the show.
Come on, Shelly, kill it.
I don't know. I can't remember. I have no short-term memory left.
She's the same old host that we laughed about. Man down.
At least I'm consistent.
Man down.
Oh, that's right. You got tired of Barry and Friends.
Yeah.
Okay, discuss. See, this is why Bruce is the one who drives this bus, not me, because I don't come up with these really great questions.
I don't come
Have
up
you
with
listened really... to the questions he asks?
Yeah, I don't come up with really great questions. I really don't. So, Shelley, what do you have to think about that?
What do I have to think about
yeah,
that?
What do you have to think about that? What do you have to say about that now that you've thought about it?
It happens.
We all know people. We all know people that have passed away
yes.
as a result of drugs and alcohol, and as a result of you know just getting old and passing away, or having a variety pack of issues. Mark, we'll go to Mark first.
What?
Oh, good.
Mark,
yes.
Have you ever had anyone that you sponsored pass away?
I did.
As a result of drugs and alcohol?
Nope.
Or?
Nope. He passed away clean and sober. He had 8 years.
Oh.
Died from the wreckage of his past.
Oh.
Yeah.
Caught up with him.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
it like cirrhosis or something?
No, it was... he had kidney issues.
Yeah.
Going way back, and everything he put in his system didn't help the matter. And so he passed successfully.
And that's a real shame. You yeah. know, I mean, there's people that die from overdoses, things, like, and it's horrible.
No.
People that are doing well and pass away because of the wreckage of their past, it's a really sad thing.
You know, I made a comment about somebody the other day, and people got a little butthurt at the comment I made, which I couldn't understand why. And I was talking about...
Were these online people?
No. Oh, no, I was actually after a meeting, and we were talking, and we were talking about a friend of ours who... is inheriting a lot of money.
Mm.
And is out. And all I said was, you know, everybody's like, oh my God, maybe he could get into this. Or I said, he needs to go out there and be the statistic he was born to be. He's meant to die a drug addict. And he needs to go be the statistic he was meant to be. Because and people were like, wow, that's really rude. I was like, well, no, it's just... That's just how it is, because those of us in the program that remain clean and sober, we are not the rule.
We are the exceptions.
We are the exceptions. Majority of the people who show up around here, the majority of the people who have a drug and alcohol program die as a result of their disease.
It's true.
That's how it goes. That's just go be the statistic you were born to be. You know,
I don't want to be that statistic.
No, me either.
I want to be the 5% statistic.
Yeah.
I know the person, actually. Mm-hmm. He, you know, maybe he'll get lucky. He went to court. Mm-hmm. They offered him, I told him, I said, try and get some kind of Prop 36.
Mm-hmm.
He got it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place in San Bernardino he's waiting to go into. He's calling them every day.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, you're not going to get all that money for a couple of months. Go put yourself in somewhere. You're living in your car right now. You know, get three hots and a cot, get a little time under your belt, and start thinking about what you're going to do with that money besides just throwing it all down the waste pipe like you did with the section of money you already got.
Exactly.
Now, what will actually come of that? Who knows? You know, hopefully he does things right. But we never know. How about you, Shelley?
I know I'm supposed to care.
But you're Mark. And he's a newcomer. I mean, come on. Mark's got a toe tag with his name on it already.
You know, I know I'm supposed to care. But I'll step over the dead bodies to get into the room.
You...
Without feeling bad about it.
Will you throw him in front of the needle falling from the sky?
Oh, in a heartbeat. I'd throw you in front of the needle falling from the sky.
Shelly's looking at a CD I made for her, which I spelled something wrong on. I completely left out a letter. And her library-ness just grabbed hold of it.
It wasn't a letter. And you did it on all three discs.
Did I?
Yes. It's possessive. There's no apostrophe.
I didn't put apostrophe.
There's supposed to be one.
Oh. Oh, well. Oh, I also spelled eclectic wrong, so there you go. That's what I thought you were looking at.
Oh, yeah, you missed the L.
Oops. Eclectic?
It says eclectic. Anyway, so carry on. What? Oh.
You ever sponsored anyone that has passed away?
No.
Have you known people that have passed away?
Yes. It's sad. When I was the secretary, the very first time I was ever the secretary of a meeting, I had 8 months when I took this commitment. And we had a coffee maker. And
oh, yeah.
And actually, I mean, he's passed. I don't think anybody will mind if I say his first name is Vahe. And he was such a nice guy. He was always there on time. He made awesome coffee. He would, you know, rearrange the chairs or get extra chairs and clean stuff up. And he kept the coffee supplies really nice and neat. He was pleasant to everybody. Always had an encouraging word. And he just kept racking up days. He got about 6 months. And I remembered it was right around Christmas. And I remember he didn't show up one week. And we just sort of punted and filled in. And somebody made the coffee. And I thought that was really odd. So I called. And I started leaving messages. And he never called me back. And he did come to one more meeting after that. And he kept saying he was okay. And I didn't feel like he was okay. I knew there was something wrong. And when he didn't come to the meeting on New Year's Eve, I was practically in an emotional panic. I was like, there is something seriously wrong. And everybody was like, well, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. I keep calling and leave messages. And we found out 2 days later that he took his own life because he had gone out and the guilt of it and not having been, he felt like he couldn't tell anybody and he took his own life. And I was just, that was the first time in recovery that somebody that I cared about passed away. And I mean, like, cared. I care when people, when anybody passes away, it's sad. But that just floored me. I had a really hard time. And actually, it's because of him that I don't go to program funerals. I went to his funeral. And I've told people this. I said, you know what? You are romancing it. You're on the road out. And I'm telling you, if you die, I'm not coming to your funeral. It is not my responsibility to co-sign your bullshit, even if you're dead. And that's the way I feel about that.
Okay. I've had a couple of sponsees. One who was sober in the program, he calls me one day. He had a significant amount of other issues besides alcoholism. He called me one time. He said, I don't think my meds are right. His name was Don. Said, I don't think my meds are right.
Yeah,
went and checked himself in. I said, well, maybe you should talk to your doctor because, you know, of course, I'm not a doctor. I can't tell him what's right and wrong with his meds. But what I told him is, if you think your meds are wrong, your meds are probably wrong. So why don't you go to the doctor or go whatever. And he went to the doctor. The doctor put him back in Charter Oak, which is a mental hospital for treatment of alcohol addiction and other mental illnesses. He fell over in a chair in a group and passed away. So that was quite sad because this is a guy that was trying to do things, had a sponsor, was working some steps, had done this, done that, just didn't think his meds were right. And I had another guy who, although I wasn't sponsoring him at the time, had worked with him for a long time, who took his own life by overdosing. And I think he was trying to take his own life. I don't believe it was an accident. But, you know, and that affected me pretty good. I went to his little memorial thing they had at this place called The Other Club. And he was a good friend of mine at one time, Dave. And, you know, another one bites the dust, you know. And it's, what?
It's our kid.
It's a kid?
Our kid. One of our kids.
Yeah, maybe you should take that.
Okay, we'll carry on then.
Okay, we'll carry on. So, you know, we've had it. Now, Mark, what do you if someone's new in the program?
Uh-huh.
Like Shelley was not new, but she was relatively newer when the coffee maker passed away.
Mm-hmm.
What words of wisdom would you give to people that are confronted with death of friends in the program due to drugs and alcohol. Not necessarily due to they just pass away, but due to drugs and alcohol.
Take a hard look. That's where we end up.
It's true.
You know? What part of don't drink or use no matter what doesn't
do you not
sink
understand?
In?
Yeah.
What part of surrender, acceptance, and willingness do people not get? It's like if you're not going to do if you're not willing to go to any lengths to get what we have here, why are you here? Really? I get all the stuff about we're planting a seed and all that other crap, but they're dying out there.
It's like in the Big Book where the alcoholic says, with his hand over a hot stove, it won't burn me now, so here's how.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah. What are you guys doing?
Yeah. It's like, this is what happens. People go out there and they die from this disease. And we hang around in the rooms, and I just sit today and I watch. It's a younger and younger crowd coming in all the time.
That it is.
When I came in at 25, I was the exception.
You were young.
I was young.
I felt young when I was 29.
Yeah. You know, I was young when I came in. I see people now coming in. I mean,
they're 12 and 13 years old and 15 years old.
Well, even, yeah, they're 17, 18, 19 years old.
Lots of those guys.
And you listen to them for a while, and you hate to be, you know, because I hated the old-timers who did the old, you know, you're too young to be an addict. You're too young to be an alcoholic.
Right.
But who judges whether they've experienced enough out there? Have they really thoroughly gotten their ass kicked?
Yeah, because some of them, yeah, like our friend James. Yeah. James got sober when he was 18. When I first brought him around meetings, people were like, dude, this guy's a potential alcoholic. And I'm like, dude, this guy's polishing off a gallon bottle of Gallo by 9 a.m., and then later in the night, he's drinking a fifth of vodka.
Yeah.
And when I asked his mother, he surely, because, dude, I was shocked. I'm like, he surely doesn't do that all the time. And she goes, every day. Yeah. Every day. And I'm like, wow. And I almost couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, because I never drank like that. You know? But here was a guy. But, you know, we've talked about it on other shows, too. The people that come in because their parents put them in a program.
We did cocaine like that.
Right. Yeah. Different substance, but same type of thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
You know, we talked about it. It's probably been a long time. But the people that are potential alcoholics.
Yeah.
You know, they get caught smoking a doob. Parents put them in a rehab.
Yeah.
And you know what happens at rehab for young people? They learn how to do a whole bunch of new drugs.
Yeah.
They start talking to guys that have been around, and they're like, wow, cocaine was the greatest thing ever. Heroin's the greatest thing ever. Next thing you know, these guys are like, oh, my. Cocaine. We knew a guy like that. You sponsored him. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you ever sponsored him. We had this guy, Chris. And, you know, he kept going out there trying to get a better story. He even told us that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, is 15 watermelon shooters a lot? I'm like, not particularly. Yeah. And he's like, oh, maybe I should have more. It's like, dude, what are you doing?
You should have more.
You should be the statistic?
Yeah. Go be the statistic you were born to be.
So, Shelley.
Yes?
What would your final words be?
Nor would any words be.
I'm still thinking about what my stepdaughter just said. Yeah. The statistic I was born to be. I'm not born to be any kind of a statistic if I don't want to be. I can just work my program and then I can avoid being that statistic. It bothers me that some people take it all the way, but there's not much I can do about it. I've gotten to the point where it's just a part of recovery life. It's sad, but there it is.
Mark?
Yes?
Final words.
As the dead bodies stack up, I'll just continue to get a taller ladder.
Wow. Actually, I have
gonna,
a. I have a.
Nothing's going to stop me from climbing over them to get into the rooms.
I have a very apropos thing for this.
Yes.
And I say it on every show. You know, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example. Because if I'm doing all the right things, it doesn't matter if people around me are dropping like flies. As long as I'm not one of the flies, I'm okay with
you're
that.
The Lord it's, not, the, it's the Lord of the flies.
And it's not that I'm okay with people passing away, mm-hmm. but it sure as hell ain't going to be me. And I, you know what? And I can feel sad that I'm watching these other people go, but it's better than the alternative being the one that other people watch go.
You may be the example, but some people were born to be a bad example.
Well, I was born to be a statistic. Just the 5%.
I was born
statistic.
To be wild.
I was born to run.
Oh, my God. That's a musical interface here of Recovery 101. Baby, we were born to run. Born to be wild. Mark, we got a friend back east.
Me too. That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
That's a 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
Your greatest fine publication online. You can get an email to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home, sober living, someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce and he will give you all the information. And he will send you some free copies. You can strew about the facility so that people can read his fine, fine publication. Also, if you'd like to go to 12stepgazette.com/IE, you can read the Inland Empire version of the 12-Step Gazette.
Outstanding. Shelley?
Yes?
We have an event coming up.
Oh, that would be Mother's Day is the next event coming up.
Is it really? How about Easter?
Oh, yeah, Easter. I forgot about Easter. Whoops.
How about our event?
Oh, our event? That's in July.
We're going to raise Bruce from the dead.
You think we can?
I don't know. We'll give it a shot.
You wear the right outfit. Ha, 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 ha.
See, I've got
that outfit.
Every time he goes there.
You want me in the right outfit?
I don't think there is a right outfit for you. Not to raise me from the dead. Might kill me.
At any rate, July 18th through the 20th at the something hotel in Vegas.
South Point.
I keep thinking Brookline. I don't know why.
So it's not a Brookline hotel in Vegas.
South Point Hotel.
South Point. Okay. In Las Vegas. Yeah, and whatnot. We're going to get jiggy with it, so come and join us in Vegas.
You can... Oh, Shelley, and people are listening to the show.
I have to do both of them?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you listen to the show, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
However, if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows. If you're a member of Podomatic, you have just been counted. Thank you. That helps us with our numbers. If you are not a member, you will have the opportunity to become one. It is free
and fun.
You can follow us so that you can get automatic updates of when we post the shows. You can like old shows, leave topics, comments, all sorts of things. And you can add us to your playlist for all your hot party needs.
Whoop, whoop. Awesome. If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 radio show fan page. You can also go to the section on the left-hand side of your screen that says events. If you forward through the months and go to July and go to July 18th and you click on it, it will bring up the Recovery 101 convention event. You can let us know on there if you are going to go because what the hell? It's Vegas. Go. Go.
Come.
But we want to know.
We come and go, come and go.
Come, 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 come.
I know I can get Shelley going. Just need bad songs from the 80s.
Come and go, you come and go.
Loving would be easy if your colors were like my dreams. Red golden dreams.
The frick is a golden dream. That just sounds wrong.
Like, sounds like a golden shower.
Yeah, it sounds wrong.
Okay, anyway, carry on. Sorry.
But anyway, you can let us know if you're going to go because the more people that we have coming that we can say are coming, then we find out how many rooms we need and stuff like that. At the South Point.
We get a better rate, I think, if we have more people.
We get some kind of deal.
We can't plan the recovery orgy without the right number of people.
That's correct. We don't know how much Crisco to buy. Maybe we should get Wesson. Wessonality, it's like more healthy. Anyway.
Canola oil.
Canola oil, yeah. Also, if you are want to be a little more anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group. That is a closed group that you have to ask to be a member of it. If you ask, ye shall receive. Just don't spam the group. Shelly will pull out the slipper of death and smack you right back out of the group. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. Got another one if you want to join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We do not. And Shelly.
Yes.
This is a lead out music by
Forever Amber.
Forever Amber. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Bye.